Late Monday morning, 12 girls from Racine County Southern Oaks Correctional Center arrived here, joining about 100 boys who had already been transferred from the Ethan Allen School in Wales. According to Secretary of Corrections Gary Hamblin, closing the two schools will also close a $25 million budget hole.
We have fixed the fiscal problems permanently and done it in a way that won't compromise services to our youth. It will only enhance them.
Southeastern Wisconsin's loss is Lincoln County's gain. Bill Bielecki, the mayor of Merrill, says the loss of Lincoln Hills would have been devastating.
Lincoln Hills and its staff have been a huge part of our area for over 40 years. They found their niche in our churches, our schools, our service organizations. They would have truly been missed.
But for Paul Westerhaus, superintendent of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, there are other benefits to moving inner-city kids to the forested rolling hills that surround his schools.
Kids feel safe here. They feel secure here. They feel that staff are going to treat them right.
One of those kids, a 17-year-old convicted armed robber from Milwaukee who asked to be called Mike, has already spent a year in Ethan Allen. He hopes his new surroundings will help him turn his life around.
People that I used to gangbang with, fellow gang members, but you know, I let them know that's not the way I live. You know, I see myself working a regular job, raising a family, you know, just to be able to live an honest life.
And if young offenders like Mike can learn to live an honest life, that may be the biggest savings of all. In Irma, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.